Tools. Get the job done right with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings.
Hey everyone, Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker here for the catch-up this afternoon. Hey, have you ever been stuck in a lift? Well, my mum did, and you'll never believe what she did to waste her time while she was in there. And Dobbo has had another blow-up at the supermarket. Make sure you hear which one it was and why. And you know what? It's that time of year again, daylight savings. What's the debate? Should we have it? Should we not? We'll get your thoughts on it. It's all on the catch-up. My mum was at my place Saturday afternoon and she left there, head back down here towards the Gold Coast is where she lives, and she sent me a message saying, so when I got home today, my lift failed in my building and I was stuck inside for 35 minutes. Interesting time to reflect. However, I learnt nothing new from the experience. Lesson learnt? Nothing. So I asked her about it yesterday when I saw her, and she left my place that afternoon and she went to the bottle shop, grabbed herself a bottle of wine to have with her dinner, got in the lift to go upstairs, and the lift stopped working. She was stuck in there for 40 minutes, which is a long time.
Just
to be in there by herself. So she thought, while I'm in here by myself, I'll kill some time. She opened her bottle of wine.
Did she drink the lot?
She sat down on the floor in the lift, cracked the bottle and just sort of started swigging from
How good.
And when the doors opened, when the people rescued her, she was sitting on the floor swigging from her bottle of wine.
Getting stuck in a lift is horrendous. Like, once, Dobbo, I was commentating the Mooloolaba World Ironman Triathlon Cup, right? And Gwen Jorgensen, who just won gold in Rio last year, won the triathlon. I'm in a lift with her. We're staying in the same hotel.
Yeah.
But it's not just her. But she literally has just come off getting presented a gold medal and having the American National Anthem played. Oh, she's in her race gear still with me and probably eight other people. And we were in for an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
And it was so hot. It was ridiculous.
And so she wouldn't have showered or anything.
Was she making conversation?
I started freaking out, mate. I got full claustrophobia.
Yeah.
And I sat down on the ground and I'm thinking, we're going to run out of oxygen.
Yeah.
And when I sat on the floor, the difference of temperature from sitting on the floor compared to standing up, it had to be 5 or 6 degrees.
Hot air rises.
And I was just freaking out.
What's the point of having those little bells in there? Like, isn't that to alarm somebody that you're stuck in there? Like, well, do you ring?
You can have a phone. Most of them have phones now.
We rang the reception of Mantra and they're going, yeah, we're on to it. We're on to it.
Mm.
And then we rang 20 minutes later and they went, yeah. And then we hear this. We literally hear, Charlie, you rang someone about the lift, didn't you?
Are you kidding?
No.
My neighbour works. He's like one of those call-out dudes for lifts. Otis or whatever it is, I don't know.
Have you been stuck in
one? Yeah, I've been stuck in one. And for a long time after that, I couldn't go back in one. I had no fear. I was only young. I was 10 years old. They're scary things, lifts. They really are. And the problem is, good on your mum for drinking. Because that's what, if I had a bottle, that would be what, because I worry about that, you know, like that, I really
she's
do.
She's a lightweight, my mum too. She's only about 5'4" and 50 odd kilos. There's nothing to her. She would have been relatively
Do you reckon
on her way.
There's a case to make it that they should have alcohol, like a break this in case of emergency. Yeah. In case it breaks down.
You should sell it.
You can get into the
emergency red.
8:13:27, we should open the phones up.
Yeah, have you ever been stuck in a lift and for how long?
Yeah.
And what did you do while you were in the lift to keep yourself occupied?
Yeah, well, let's keep it G-rated, hey?
PG.
No,
maybe PG.
No, no.
Yeah. All right.
If we
want to hear it all.
What was the longest you were stuck in a lift for?
Yeah, my mum got stuck in the lift of her building here on the coast on Saturday afternoon, and she just happened to buy herself a bottle of wine to have with her dinner. So while she was stuck in there for 40 minutes, she managed to polish off her bottle of wine.
Well, that's good planning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that if you're going to get stuck in the lift, get pissed while you're in there.
She's a bit of a lightweight, so a bottle would have polished her off.
She is related to you, though.
I was just going to say earlier, and people question where Margot gets her habits from. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in this instance.
Hey, Annette, this happened to you, did it?
Yeah, it was me. It was only five. My husband got stuck in it for 20 minutes, same lift. Mine was only 5 minutes, but we sat there for 5 minutes. Then it slowly went from the basement to the 15th floor with no lights or anything on.
Ooh.
And it just went, and I sat on the bottom like a baby, rocking backwards and forwards, horrified because I'm scared. I was just convinced we're going to drop and plummet to the ground. It's horrifying.
What's the unknown, isn't it? Like that 5 minutes could have felt like 50 minutes.
Oh, it was. It was horrible, horrible. And I was like, so the next time I had to go in the lift, I walked up the 7th flight. So I was so scared.
You know, if you charged people for that on Halloween, they'd pay good money for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or schoolies.
Like a haunted house.
Or at schoolies. Yeah. I'm sure there'd be some active people wanting to participate at a
school. We're glad you survived that one, Annette. Thank you very much for calling up. Pete can top that, though, from Bigger Rewarders. How long were you stuck in a lift for, Pete?
Oh, about an hour and a half in Port Douglas.
Oh, geez, that's enough.
What did you do to occupy yourself? Were you stuck in it with someone else?
Yeah. Miracle Malcolm Johnson, the jockey, Dougie Walters, cricket player.
Yeah.
We're on a mad work sports junket with all those sports stars.
Yeah.
And that's odd.
And I had a six-pack to take after the room, so I was smarter than the other guys. And it was funny though, because when we stuck in there, Malcolm Johnson rings his wife and goes, "Oh, I'm stuck in the lift." She said, "Very poor Douglas, who cares?"
I'll tell you what. You must be, I mean, I know you're with a couple of sporting legends, but you must be lazy buggers because there's no high-rises in Port Douglas. There's no...
It was lucky it was one of those clear lifts, actually, so it might be better, so at least you can see out. Yeah. But the technician had to come from Cairns to Port Douglas.
Oh, you're joking.
Pete, did you at least share your six-pack?
Yeah, we shared it around. It was all good.
Oh, he had Dougie Walters in the lift with him. He had no choice. He had to. Hey, thanks for your call, mate.
Now we know Dobbo is a very level-headed guy. He rarely gets angry at things, and we most certainly haven't spoken about it on there before.
Who is this man you speak of?
I'm certainly not level-headed and calm in this instance, and I'm going to be honest straight up that I'm not happy.
Right.
Yesterday, against my better judgment, my beautiful fiancée, and I'll say that now, convinced me to go to a rival shop to do grocery shopping, which I don't go to. I'm not going to name names, but...
It's 50-50.
Well, there's actually four. There's IGA, there's Aldi, there's Coles and Woolworths. So it's one of four.
Okay.
It was a rival one that I normally go to. I will say that I normally go to Woolworths. Okay, that's what I will say.
So now it's one of three.
Okay. Now.
You're not the president of the United States either, mate.
No, well, I just don't want anything to come back on me after I tell you the incident that occurred.
Okay.
When we were there, we had roughly $150 worth of groceries, and ever bright Kylie says to me, "Why don't you just go to the self scanning sort of thing?
Check it,
self-serve checkout."
Yeah, so I did.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, and it was horrific.
Why?
Because it doesn't work. That's the first thing.
It doesn't work.
I don't care what anybody says. Self-serve does not work, and it promotes theft.
It's really good at testing incompetency, I reckon.
Well, Margot.
Finding it.
Margot, I had about 40 items. After about three of them, I scan it. I put it in my bag. Comes up. You haven't scanned it.
Oh, you're trying to steal,
it's on the screen, right? And it hasn't. Then I'd scan something and scan something. In the end... By the end of it, there's a crowd behind me. People are getting upset. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This absolute idiot who is working for them is coming up. No, she wouldn't come back because she's got this master swipe card to keep on going. So
she wouldn't come back for the fifth time.
I try and try and try to scan everything.
Yeah, she generally, wouldn't... the self-serve checkout areas for like maybe 10 items tops.
Okay, so this is where
like
I'm going with it.
40 items.
Well, I think... that supermarkets want people to do this. So in the end, unfortunately, through no fault of my own, I ended up walking out of there, not paying for some meatballs and not paying for some milk.
Well, how?
So you stole?
Because, no, I say it was an honest mistake, and I've walked out of there with the incorrect stuff.
Did you get away with it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Well, what are you complaining about?
Well, I don't think... I'm not a thief. And if I'm going to do it, and it's an accident, people would be doing this as a deliberate move.
I think you're the definition of a thief.
How did you accidentally get meatballs?
I thought they'd scanned. And when I went back and checked the receipt,
Why did you go back and check the receipt, though?
Because
you don't
I was
normally...
blowing up at KG about the price, okay? And I was trying to prove a point. And I was going through every item and saying how much I could get it from Woolworths normally than these other rivals.
Oh, so they're more expensive, too.
Yes.
You've stolen the more expensive meatballs.
How did you expect the expensive meatballs would scan... when you'd stuffed them down your pants? How would you feel? It must be graduation season in the United States colleges at the moment. Sorry, I really apologise for my voice. It's bloody awful.
Sounds like you've just graduated college.
It is bad, but that's okay, mate.
I sound like I've
I actually don't mind it.
I sound like I've just graduated schoolies. Anyway, this chick has just graduated something or other, 4 years. Imagine you've spent 4 years to get your diploma.
All that study, all those hours, all that party.
Sacrifice. Mm.
Compromise. And then
when the lady reads out your name, she stuffs it up.
Oh, no.
In a monumental way. Have a listen.
Earning the Master of Science, Haley Armstrong. Rhonda Joy Hinkle.
Okay, so far so good.
Jacqueline Jewett. Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Oh my God.
That could be a legitimate name.
4 years.
EFGHIJK.
Dr. Jerkoff.
Just missed it by one letter.
Hey, we've never had this discussion before. Daylight savings. Should we have daylight savings in Queensland?
Oh,
it's back.
Let's do it.
It's back.
Hey, 13, 27, 10. If you're really passionate one way or the other.
Yeah, let us know why we should have it, why we shouldn't have it. Today's sun sets at about 5 o'clock because we are in Queensland. This is the Rush Hour on Gold 92.5. Luke Dubbo, Margot Parker.
Every year it raises its head, daylight saving. Will we get it here on the Gold Coast? I can't do it, Dubbo. Can you pick this up, mate?
Yeah, every single year we have dramas and people carry on. And, mate, the biggest thing about the Gold Coast is the sixth largest city in Australia gets split right down the middle. And if it doesn't affect us, there's just been no thought process whatsoever for people on the coast. So if you go to our Facebook page, Luke Dobbo and Margot Parker, get on there and poll. We've already polled so far. This poll will be running for a few days. 70%, surprise, surprise, think that we need daylight savings. Mm. Now, I'm a farmer. I have no idea about their argument because I've lived in New South Wales and daylight savings and I've lived in Western Queensland and I don't know what they're scared of. I don't think they like change too much.
You still get the same amount of hours in the day. You just get more sunlight at night so you can enjoy the evenings, and then you get less sunlight in the morning so you can sleep in longer.
I'll tell you something. To work cattle in the cool, cattle work a lot better in the cool. So if you really wanted to, you could get up in the morning and you could muster and you could let them sit in the shade, and then you could work on them in the afternoon, like have an early dinner at 6:30 and go out. It's just adapting, and it's going to change. I think, lo and behold, things are about to change.
Andrew from Main Beach, you're passionate about this, mate.
Hi, g'day. Well, you know, I feel for the cows, and I appreciate, I don't want the curtain fading too much. Mm. However, look, I think let's give next year a go with daylight savings, because I want to see whether the theme parks could turn profits and we could actually have some more enjoyment after work in Queensland. You know, we get home 5 o'clock. When I lived in Melbourne, we used to get on our windsurfer boards. We used to go for surf after work. You know, look, I think it's got some merit.
Yeah. Oh, no one disagreeing with you here.
Yeah. Stop talking so much sense,
yeah,
Andrew.
Fair dinkum. You mentioned the cows. You mentioned the curtains. But what about the kids in the west, Dobbo? That's another one that they bring up. Oh, the kids in the west. It's too hot for school in the afternoon.
No, I don't think.
What about the kids at my house? I want them to go to bed early when it's dark, and I don't want them to wake up early.
Well, it's still the same number of hours of darkness.
I know, but I want them to go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Nicole from Narang, thoughts?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, we're busy people these days, and when 9 times out of 10 you don't finish work till 5 o'clock, you get home from, you know, pick your kids up from daycare, you get home, it's dark. When it's daylight saving, you've still got time to come home, have time with them before. You know, some dads only see their kids for 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, what about, like, for the last 20 years, like Dad said, if it honestly affects the people in the west, if it honestly affects the people up north, are they so selfish that on no level they can go, you know what, when are we going to start thinking about the people in southeast Queensland? Like, when do they start thinking of us, Dobbo?
Yeah.
Like, We've been thinking of them for 50 years.
Why don't we have daylight savings?
Okay, so the theory behind it. Okay, the theory behind it is that regardless of anything, a farmer will work from 5 o'clock in the morning. So
it's the same. It's the same amount of daylight.
I get it. I get the mate. I come from New South Wales, where I was born and bred with daylight savings. I love daylight savings. But if you're west of Toowoomba and you try and convince them about daylight savings, you're better off going and banging your head against a car door, because for some unknown reason, everybody's scared of it. I think It is a must. It is so, like, I want it as much as anybody, but.
What does it affect the cows?
No, the cow. It doesn't. That's crap. That's
people,
just crap.
People are saying the cows are going to get milked an hour earlier. Oh. And or an
their
hour
body
later,
clocks will be out.
Yeah, their body clocks
oh,
will be out.
Oh, okay.
The cows
it.
Won't be. The farmers will be. The cows will still get up the same time.
Can we get Anastasia Palaszczuk to have the courage to not have a referendum, but just bring it in? It just
trial
just
it.
Give it like it's a 50-50 deal. So those that are against it have had it for the last 20 years. Mm. So those that are for it, at least kick it back to us for the next 10 years, and can we agree? As a compensation and as a gesture of goodwill to those that don't want daylight saving, that we'll buy cows wristwatches, okay?
So get them a grow clock.
Get them a grow clock.
I set one of those in my kid's bedroom.
It's not often we all agree on the same topic here on the show. And unfortunately, we can't send this audio to Anastasia Palaszczuk because no one can really understand you, Luke.
No, she'll be like, what does Darren Lockyer want?
Yeah.
Another podcast done with Triple M's Rush Hour, and we think we got it right. For the tools you need to get the job done right the first time, Irwin Tools, available at Bunnings Warehouse.